Hey, so one thing that they really don't want you to know is that you're not alone. If you think of everything that's going on now, with every people realizing things and researching and waking up to these kind of concepts that have really been hidden from us for a long time, it's easy to think that you're alone and that you're just kind of going crazy. And this is, it's been designed that way. If you look at the algorithms, they're designed to hide certain bits of information from you, to censor certain things. A good example of this, if you try and Google certain things on Google, and then if you search the same things on things like Yandex, Bing, well, not so much Bing anymore, but like Firebase and like a few other search engines, you'll notice that these search results are vastly different. And more than that, they actually, so with Google specifically, first they manipulate what they suggest. So you type in a certain keyword, they'll suggest a bunch of stuff that's manipulated, and then when you do search for something, they manipulate the results you see. So they're actually shaping in this way, they're shaping what you're able to search for and what you're able to therefore think. And it's been done this way on many platforms to make you think that when you question things like, you know, the injections or the digital passports or any of the agendas they're trying to bring in, when you question those things, the algorithms are designed to make you think that you're the only one questioning them, when that's just absolutely not the case. And luckily, the comments sections have been quite funny recently. In the last few months specifically, but really the last year, you've seen a massive increase in the amount of comment in these places, specifically YouTube and places where people are just commenting what they actually think, and they're actually starting to question the narrative. You're seeing huge channels like Russell Brand even has been talking more and more about the things that we're learning now, the things that are coming out, the narratives that are just not, they're simply not true, the things they told us, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and even a few months ago are just coming out, you know, day by day now as just not being true, as just being a plain lie or, you know, a fallacy. And you're seeing big channels talking about this now. They can't suppress that for very long. There's an effect known as the Streisand effect. And basically what it means is that the more you try and suppress something and censor something, the more you create a subconscious desire for that information. Like, let's say if there's, it's a classic example of reverse psychology. If you see a video that says don't click, the chances are you're going to click on it because you're really curious what it says. In exactly the same way, if you hear that somebody has been censored or silenced, your instinct is to know why they were silenced. And so, of course, you want to hear what they have to say. So you go and search for them on alternative platforms, and you eventually find out that, hold on a minute, the reason they're being censored is because they go against the narrative, which stands to make a lot of companies and money, billions of dollars. But what they're actually saying is true, and you can verify it for yourself. So this is changing. You know, people are becoming much more aware of this, and I think you're going to see more of that as well as time goes on. But my point is, you're definitely not alone, and there's actually hundreds of millions of people all around the world. I mean, let's take the protests, for example. Unless you've been living in a box, you must have seen clips or pictures of protests all around the world against the mandates, specifically the COVID passes, but really against the whole package of mandates and restrictions that have been brought upon us, basically, that have been imposed on us without really any kind of vote and without any concern for morality or even science, purely based on the opinions of a few key individuals who it's been shown, like, for example, Fauci and Gates and all of these other characters in this theatre. It's been shown that they have alternative interests. They have agendas and reasons for pushing this stuff. It's not based on science, and it's certainly not based on health or anything that they're telling you it's based on. And so you've probably seen the protests, right? I mean, there's been tens of millions of people, you know, gathering, marching, protesting against this stuff. Now, while I don't personally advocate for physical protesting as such, and I've made another video about why, I still think it's useful, and it's certainly an interesting kind of indicator of how people are feeling about this. People don't want this. People don't want to be restricted and have mandates imposed upon them from pharmaceutical companies. I mean, this is unheard of, you know, this is absolutely new territory that we're in here, especially when it's been shown that what they're saying about these, you know, these things, these injections, is simply not true. It doesn't offer the protection that they're saying it does. And in fact, in many cases, it offers the opposite. And there's many, many studies coming out to show this now, including, by the way, their own data. But this is just, you know, one piece of the puzzle. Of course, there's other things at play, like, for example, the digital currency agenda. They're trying to get a programmable digital currency, a CBDC, to be adopted, where they would essentially be able to decide what you spend your money on. And if you don't, you know, play ball, it'd be like social credit system in China. You know, if you don't play ball, they stop you being able to buy things or restrict your travel or whatever other thing they can dream up in their little you know, World Economic Forum lab. But the point is, you're not alone in questioning this, and it's specifically the restrictions and who's making the restrictions and why. Lots of people are asking these questions. You're seeing Russell Brand, like I said, talk about this stuff. He's questioning the motives of the World Economic Forum, because ultimately they're just a bunch of elite kind of billionaires who elected themselves to somehow decide what the rest of the world is going to do, and that they're going to have these mandates and they're going to push these agendas and get people to give up their assets and get everybody eating bugs and being tracked and have their facial ID scanned everywhere and all of this stuff. Nobody wants that, really. Nobody actually wants to do that, and certainly nobody's voted for it. So that's it, really. I mean, if you find this useful, leave a comment, let me know what you think, and I'll see you next time.